The Senate Majority Leader is Mitch McConnell. Welcome back to the show, Senator.
Hey, Terry.
I hear you're touring hospitals today. You're seeing the results of delivering money from the federal government to help all these hospitals?
Yeah, I went over to Norton and then went down to Lexington to the Chandler Medical Center. And, you know, Terry, this is the first time I've had a public appearance in Kentucky since March the 13th. We've all been cooped up together in whatever part of the country we were, and it was great to be out again, even being safe, social distancing and mask wearing that we were all doing, but great to be out and stirring around, and I think the economy is going to begin to come back to life.
Yeah, we're all certainly hoping for that, and Dow Jones today was busting forward as we move toward a vaccine and all the results. But, you know, for a lot of the public, it's sort of like watching a tennis match. One side is like, stay down in your cave, don't ever come out, keep your mask on. And the other side, as we see videos of people like in the Ozarks all swimming on top of each other like they're in a mosh pit. So what's your advice to the public in general in terms of moving forward and stepping out into the daylight again?
Well, I think if you're under 65 and you don't, have other health problems, there's no reason not to go out. The reason for mask wearing and social distancing is to protect others, because apparently this is a disease you can carry and even, not be symptomatic. So that's a way to protect other people, and we need to do that. But that doesn't mean you can't get out and engage, and the restaurants are beginning to open up, businesses are beginning to open up, consumer confidence is up. Remember, Terry, we had the best economy in 50 years in February, and we descended because of this health pandemic into the worst economy since the Great Depression in 3 months. So we responded by passing the CARES Act. There may be another rescue package. It's certainly not going to be a $3 trillion bill that the Speaker put together a couple weeks ago that sort of everything but the kitchen sink. We do need to bear in mind that we now have a debt the size of our economy. That hadn't happened since World War II. And so we need to be very careful about the next package if there is one. One thing I can tell you will be a part of it for sure if it passes the Senate, and that's liability protection, so that the doctors, the nurses, the hospitals, the small business people, the universities that are all hopefully going to open up this fall will not have to worry about an epidemic of lawsuits on top of everything else.
Right. And that would have to be very limiting, too, because clearly people have rights to sue. It's just a matter of if it's directly related to COVID-19.
Precisely. Yeah. It would have a beginning and an end, and it would be directly related to that. We're not going to rewrite the tort laws of every state in America, but it would be limited to just this pandemic, and it would have a beginning date and an end date.
We're talking to the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell. You mentioned Nancy Pelosi in the House passing a $3 trillion thing you've called a wish list. Do you talk with her at all, or are you and Chuck Schumer talking about narrowing this down or melting this down into something that you consider more reasonable?
No, I didn't talk to her about that. I don't think it, Terry, honestly, I don't think it was a serious effort to legislate. I'm not quite sure what she was up to. She had a hard time getting her own Democrats to vote for it. 14 of them opposed it. So I don't think that was a serious effort. If there is a serious effort, it'll originate in the Senate, in my office, as the CARES Act did. Obviously, it'll involve consultation with the administration and with Schumer and with Pelosi, but it will be more narrowly crafted. We'll try to correct some of the flaws in the larger package, and there certainly were some. We'll clearly have liability reform in there. And I think the emphasis needs to be on two things, jobs and education. In other words, the kids need to be back in school, K through 12, and college, or you can't have a normal home life, because so many jobs are dependent upon the kids being somewhere. And so I think the theme of another package, if there is one, and I think it's likely there will be, are jobs and education. Get my job back, get my kid in school, and I can get back to normal. And then a passion you and I share, Minnesota have football this year. I don't know how many people are going to be in the stands, but I'm hoping we're going to have football. I'm hoping we're going to have at least half a season of baseball. I called the commissioner of baseball a couple of weeks ago and said, "America needs baseball. Can you figure out how to do this?" They're working on it. They got to come up with a deal with the players. But if they do, it'll probably be about half the season, beginning around the 4th of July. And I think that would be a huge boost to the morale of the country as well, don't you?
Oh, indeed. And Charles Barkley leaked some details last night about the NBA perhaps using Orlando, the Disney complex there, and then maybe Vegas. And a lot of people are saying if Major League Baseball needs to survive, they need to get back in before the NBA does, because it's kind of an open window to say, hey, look at me again.
Yeah, I think what they'll do, Terry, the rumors are that they won't, that they'll play in their home parks with few to no people in the sand. They'd at least make money off of television. But it does reduce the revenue considerably, and that's why owners and the players haven't reached an agreement yet about how to split the revenue. But my feeling is some revenue is better than none. The players won't make anything if they don't play at all.
Well, you said the rumors, but you spoke to the commissioner. So did it give you any green light at all? Did it give you any solid information?
No, just what they're working on is what I described. And basically it comes down to an agreement between the union and the owners to split the kind of revenue they anticipate they would get with nobody in the sand, you know, because it significantly reduces the revenue, and they just need to figure out how to split the pie.
Let's jump to Governor Beshear. I know I heard your comments about that effigy being hanged in the tree, and people are obviously very upset about that. And Governor Beshear has been very. Go ahead, Senator.
Absolutely outrageous. You know, that's hate speech, not free speech, and should be condemned by everyone.
Governor Beshear has complimented you. I heard you say today he's doing an excellent job. So let us know what is happening when the two of you are communicating. He's mentioned before that you've been talking. So what's going on in terms of the work for the people here in Kentucky between you, the Republican, and he, the Democrat?
Well, look, we're on the same team here. You know, the Senate passed the CARES Act without a single dissenting vote, which means that whatever partisan differences we had, and we certainly had big ones during impeachment, we were able to put that in the rearview mirror and do the right thing for the country. And the governor and I have that same attitude about this problem.
Are you consulting him regularly? Are you talking with him on a regular basis?
Yeah, we talk periodically. Yeah.
All right. The Lexington Field Hospital went unused, and that's being dismantled. The unused Louisville Field Hospital is still there, as far as I know. Do you think that should stay in place in case there's a wraparound, a return, a second wave of COVID-19?
Gosh, I'm not an expert on that, Terry. I'd rather not express an opinion on that. I do think the hope we have, and you alluded to it a while ago, I talked to two of the major pharmaceutical CEOs in the last week working on different vaccinations. We could get lucky here. This is a Manhattan Project-type focus. We put $25 billion in the last bill for testing, treatment, and vaccine. We could maybe get a vaccine earlier than anyone thought. And, of course, that would reassure everyone to go out and reengage in the economy and get us past this this awful pandemic.
And you're not fearful of being vaccinated yourself?
No, if they say it, it's, look, I can remember when the polio vaccine came in, and I had already had the disease when I was a little kid, as you may remember, but I can remember when it came in and the sense of relief that it went across the country. There weren't many parents saying, don't vaccinate my kid. I don't think we'll have that problem.
Right. Jonas Salk gave that vaccination for free. I'll be curious to see if what pharmaceutical company comes up with the one that wins the war here. and how much that'll cost. But we'll wrestle that bear when we get to it. Last thing, you were featured on Jeopardy last week, your high school yearbook photo. And the next question was about Rand Paul. What are the odds of that happening?
I don't know. I just remember seeing that picture. I had a flat top. That was the one year I had a flat top. It was sure bad looking.
Senator McConnell, great talk to you again.
Okay, Terry.
See you. That's the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell here in Kentucky today.